Hey guys, welcome back to the Confident Man Podcast. This week we have part two of an interview we did with Kenny Dallas from M46Dads.com. Now, Kenny Dallas and Tim Sexton started M46 Dads to really make an impact in men's lives, just to help them be better dads. And last week we talked about kind of the story behind it, where it came from, how it got started. This week, we're going to talk a lot more about the details, how to do it, how the meetings happen, what they do to really help men be better dads. What are the practical things they do and how it works in their situation? You're going to love this interview. You're going to love the energy of Kenny. So let's jump in.
Welcome to the Confident Man Podcast. Empowering men with the confidence they need to live their adventure. Now, here is your host, David Maxwell.
I like what you said earlier. You talked about transparency, and one of the things on your site, you say that transparency is better than accountability. Can you elaborate on that and how you see that in men? You explained it in your life, but how do y'all make that a part of the M46 model?
Okay. And look, this is tough. This is tough. I'm going to start with a little line that I learned from Tim Sexton, who taught me insecurity is the enemy of intimacy. If we're ever insecure, there's no way we can go deeper. Like, I want you to think about, imagine a relationship that you had one day, like with a teacher that you had, and you thought that teacher just hated you. Well, did you really love the subject, you know, or a boss that you once worked for that you thought really hated you? You're not really motivated. You're definitely not going to create a relationship right there because you don't know where you stand. I'm insecure, you know, with that. And so for us, we kind of started with that idea with me and Tim, like, okay, if we're going to do this, if we're going to create a place where men can put their guard down, we're going to have to lead out. And so we started with our own wives of like, hey, are y'all okay with this? Because there's no way men in the room are going to be okay with some transparency unless we stand up there and we give a little ourselves. Now, I always run by stories that I'm going to tell in there with my kids or with my wife. I don't want them ever feel like I've embarrassed them. To be quite honest, the embarrassment is generally ourselves. I'm not in there talking about my kids' failures. Like, I'm talking about what's inside of me as a dad. And so rarely do I really have to really pass something by our folks. But to be quite honest, I don't think there's anything wrong with accountability. Accountability is great. Accountability groups, I've been a part of them. I've just been a part of accountability groups where I lied. Where I'm just like, I'm good. And I'm not good. The crap is all falling down all around me. Why actually I tell guys when they talk about being accountability, I actually joke with them. I said, well, your last accountability question is, what lies did you just tell the accountability group? You know what I'm saying? And part of, I just think transparency is a little bit of a deeper dive than accountability, just in terms of, can I really let my guard down a little bit right here? And tell others. Now, we're not asking men to come in there and profess like I'm addicted to porn or I'm this or I'm that. But I am going to tell you what ends up happening. All these dudes that come, they want to be better dads. An amazing thing happens when my relationship actually with my kid can go a little bit deeper with some transparency with them. It's amazing how the relationship with my kids, like if I can open up a little bit, even with them, and share some of my fears, like what? Dad has fears. Dad has worries. Dad has doubts. There's a deeper dive than me just asking my kid, hey, are you doing right? Are you making all your good choices? Are you doing your Bible time? Or are you doing you got all your homework done? Please don't hear me that I'm like downing accountability. It's like pastors all over the world turning off the podcast right now. We're talking accountability groups. I'm not trying to do that. What I am saying is, inside of that accountability group, is there real transparency, or am I checking a box? Like, I answered the question. And so it is in no way trying to attack that, but we want to go in. We want to go in there at every one of our meetings, and we lead out with transparency. And it's amazing what ends up happening in the room, where guys feel like they can kind of let the guard down a little bit. One cool thing that we do, you were talking about the experiential piece, David. is we try to hook up kind of with a local restaurant. We've had a lot of success with our local Chick-fil-A's that will kind of give me some chicken biscuits and some coffee. And so we try to kind of provide that for our dudes as they come in the room. And I tell them, hey, the chicken biscuits and the coffees are free, but you got to do the challenge. Don't cook. Don't eat our biscuits if you ain't doing the challenge. You know, kind of one of those. But that I appreciate you kind of mentioned the experiential part, because to me, that is the entire thing. Mm-hmm. We want them to experience the reality of the gospel, that when the hearts of the father turn towards the child, the hearts of the children turn toward the father. And by the way, that doesn't necessarily happen overnight, especially if I've got, you know, a 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year bad relationship. Maybe I'll never actually see it, but we're going to believe God. We're going to believe God for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I tell men when I coach them, that as men do that inward journey themselves, they're able to grow and connect emotionally with their wives, with their children, and friendships and deep relationships are an emotional connection. So if a man can't even figure his own emotions out, what he thinks, what he feels, he won't be able to connect with his children. And that's why I saw it in years of youth ministry. You know, when teenagers become teenagers, what a lot of times people do, oh, they're teenagers now, they're weird, I can't connect with them. We blame the child for our lack of emotional ability.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I love the fact that you're challenging men to do that inward journey through transparency. I love that word more than accountability. One other thing I want to hit that I love that y'all say is men intentionally fighting for the heart of their children. I like the way that brings the fight to the man. How do y'all try to encourage and challenge men in that intentional fight for their children?
Good. I'm gonna answer that question and also kind of refer to something that you had just said. I'm gonna tell you a little personal story from myself and one of my sons. And I'm not giving up any identity. I got five boys, so it could be any one of a ton of different kids. But I had one of my sons. Kind of to finish off that last discussion we have. And by the way, I'm going to tell a positive story about myself. I could tell you 100 negative ones. One of the things I learned from Tim Sexton out of this, insecurity is the enemy of intimacy, is like, all right, let's go ahead and just say it. You know, every study shows 95% of men, the struggle they have is with their eyes. It's porn. It's lust. It's you know, a lot of that becomes sexual, but that also is greed. It's other things like that. So that is, and by the way, I tell guys in my group all the time, I think the other 5% of y'all are just liars. That's your problem.
Yeah. So, exactly.
But so I had one of my boys, and I did all the things, the block of internets and stuff that everybody does and this, that, the other. I had one of my sons, and for a few days, man, his demeanor was different. He looked different. He's just, you know, one of those kind of things. Came and sat down with me at some point, kind of on the bed of my truck outside of my house. I was cutting grass one day, and he just sits down with me and he's like, Daddy, I got to tell you something. He goes, I don't know what's wrong with me. If I'm this, I'm that, you know, he's had all these things go to his mind. Basically, he told me like he had gotten into an iPad and it was unlocked, and he had looked at all kinds of stuff. And for the last couple of weeks, he had been looking at all kinds of stuff that he knew he shouldn't have. And he was scared to death. I mean, he was crying, coming to me saying, I know you're going to kill me. I know you're this. I know you, you know, it was kind of one of that, like, what's wrong with me? Am I really a Christian or this, that, the other? And you know what, because I had walked through some of that idea of transparency and insecurity is the enemy of intimacy. Like I knew to tell my son this, you know, I told him, I won't use his name, but I said, hey man, you know what? Me too. You know what? That's tough for me too. That to discipline my eyes, to not look at images I shouldn't look at, and it was like life just filled his lungs to hear him say. Now, I'll be honest, earlier in my life, before I learned some of this stuff with the gospel and you know, with stuff that we could dive into deeper, I wouldn't have wanted him to ever think dad struggles with, you know, looking at pornography. And I'd have told him, dude, don't do this. And you you know, and you want to hammer it, and you do those things because we don't want our kids to suffer the consequences of opening that Pandora's box. to whatever that sin is. And so we want to make it like, you don't do this. Well, that's not the reality. The reality of 95% of men is that 95% of men struggle with their eyes. And so instead of me just hammering it, of me trying to just crush that thing, don't ever look at that again. Don't ever. And I'm going to punish you. You know what we did? We kind of came up, we started talking, we kind of came up with a word. Hey, if you're struggling with this, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call me. If I'm struggling with it, I'm going to say, now we got to be age appropriate with our kids and all this stuff. But yeah. I think if you ask this kid today, that moment with me and him together and walking through some of that stuff together, it probably deepened our relationship maybe as much or as more as anything we walked through together. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I'm so thankful to Tim Sexton and some of the things that I've learned about the gospel and that idea of transparency. And listen, never once did I tell him it was okay. Never once did I tell him it's a good thing. Never once I let down in any way of saying it's destructive, it's anything. All I said was, yep, me too. I got to fight this too. And you know what? We can do this together. And I think that's what men need. Like we need, it's part of why we love sports growing up. We had all this camaraderie. We have all this brotherhood. We got all these dudes that we fight with. And listen, whether you're a fine arts dude or you're a athletics dude or you're, you know, a computer era, whatever it is that you're in, you still want this community. Now I watch even my kid on Xbox, my youngest, and he's playing with like seven different dudes on his head. Yeah. Well, there's community inside of that. And so, and then all of a sudden we get older and then we don't have community or even the community we have. What do we do at church? We like put our best stuff on. We go walk around like everything's great and everything's perfect. It's a lie. I mean, it's just not reality. And I don't think that's helping our kids to try to call something that is reality, that it's not reality. And so the reality is I have to work on my eyes as hard as possible. Why would I not tell my son that? You know, anyway, you asked the question about the fight for the hearts of our kids. Yeah. You know, I think that was the second part of that. I told you earlier, you're going to have to shut me up.
No, it's good. It's all fits.
Man, you know what? The easy definition of that is we just say, do the challenges. Like we're going to, what I say is we're going to provide you each month with a challenge. And that's the equipping part. It's like right here in your hand, here it is. Now go do this month with your kid. And we're not saying like fireworks are going to go off and everything's going to change. It's just being intentional, with our kids. And so we define that fighting for the hearts of our kids in some different ways. But like the one thing I think a dude shouldn't be doing is the only time he's spending with his kid, he's sitting down with him and trying to break down the book of 1 John or Revelation with him. Yeah. Like dudes, like if they love video games, go play a video game with them. If they love jumping on the trampoline, go jump on the trampoline. We try to tell our guys, listen, that time at night when you come up, for most men, you know, they get up in the morning and they go to work. And honestly, their coworkers get the best of them. Because, man, I look the best. I feel the most refreshed. Dude, I got to go win at work. I got to go kill it. Get this, do that. And then by the end of the day, like we come at home and what do we want to do? Kind of want to sit on the couch, turn on a game or turn on the news and tell everybody, shut up, brush your teeth, do your homework, get your butts in bed. And all of a sudden, the people that I love the most are getting the worst of me. And it's fine that our coworkers are getting the best, I mean, are getting good. But is that who I really want to give the best to? And so part of what we try to do with even at M46 Dads is recognizing the time that we do have with our kids. Oh, it's sacred. So let's start and get a little more intentional about that time. And there's nothing wrong with sitting around watching a game with kids. If you're doing that, watch the time, watch the game with your kid. But listen, there's nothing wrong with he's over there on the Xbox. That sucker will not take his headset off. Well, listen, you go play with them. You go play Madden. Or you go play, you know what I'm saying? And listen, when I do that, I'm not a big fan of the Xbox. I'm not a big fan of that. So when I get on, I'm dead in like 7 seconds, whatever the fighting game they're playing. And they laugh at me. In fact, the last time I jumped on, I was playing with one brother and the other brother was behind it, filming it and putting it on TikTok or something going, this guy stinks. He stinks at video. But the point for me was not to win the game. It was just to get on there and play with my kid a little bit,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so the real practical answer to that, fighting for their hearts inside of M46 is, hey, here's the challenge of the month. Go do it and make sure that you put effort into it. But deeper than that, we get into some other stuff of just being intentional with our time. And to be quite honest, some guys have tough, you know, whether it's by their decision or not, they're separated from their kids. They may see their kids one weekend a month. They may see their kids, you know, whatever that is. So we're like, okay, listen, wherever you are at, it's never too late. Why? Because yeah. of the gospel. It's never yeah. too late. Listen, that place in my heart for my dad, whether he was good dad, bad dad, present, not present, listen, it's still there because mm-hmm. scripture says the weight of a child is their father. There's a weight inside of every kid. And that's why actually I'm going to get into something you shouldn't hear, or into a different area. But man, if you go look at stats, people talk about how do we change our country? They're like, everybody gets separated up into stuff. Should you be Democrat or Republican or rural or city or money or no money? Or I don't care how you break them up. Every single stat comes down to daddy or no daddy. And listen, I would quote yeah. a stat, but it would be dumb for me to quote because every single one of them come down to daddy or no daddy. What we've got to be careful as men who even live in the same house with our kids is sometimes we can be physically present and emotionally distant. It's like
exactly.
we're not even there, even though we are there. And so that fight for their hearts, it is a reminder that our kids' hearts, they're being fought for in a lot of different ways. Like God put me at this time, this place, and this kid's life. Oh, I'm going to be faithful to go fight for it.
Yeah.
That should be yeah. intentional.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. I like, because I think for men, it gives them that challenge and that focus. Because I think a lot of guys didn't have a dad who poured into them, so they don't know how to do it. And so it gives them that way. Give me a quick synopsis of you said y'all been doing it for 7 years. You meet Friday mornings. What does it look like? How has it evolved, your meetings?
Yeah. So what's funny is, we started almost 7 years to this month. And so we really started pretty simply. It was just literally that. It was put out some stuff into our community. Who wants to be a better dad? We started at 6:30 in the morning and we go 6:30, 7:30. It's short. There's been other groups that branch off for us. A lot of them do it for an hour and a half, which gives a little more time for guys to talk. The way I've done it is we keep it right at an hour. So guys know they're going to be in and out because they're trying to get to work. But so literally we started it for the men of our community. They come in, they get a chicken biscuit and a coffee, talk for a couple of minutes. A lot of times I'll have some kind of little funny video or a little touch of video or something, you know, just kind of break the ice. We'll review from the last month. Sometimes mm-hmm. we'll have a man who will give, you know, what people in the church, we call a testimony. We just call it an M46 moment, something yeah. that's happened between them and their kid. Sometimes dudes want to stand up and talk about something that hit them with their dad even, but they'll give a little and those are always very powerful because yeah. they're coming out of experience and from the heart, you know, and they're real. It's amazing how many dudes will cry when they start thinking about their kids or they start thinking about their own dad, you know.
It's true.
And so we'll do a quick review of the last month and men talk about it at their tables. How did it go? And that's kind of the heart right there is how did it go? And so I always mess with the men. I was like, all right, for those of you who didn't do your challenge last month, time to lie, trying to act like you did it. All right. And then all we do is we get our new challenge.
Yeah.
You know, we get our new challenge or we kind of get our new little lesson. We try to do that in about 15 minutes, you know, most time to the point, but try to drive home the point very well, have an image with it. Here's the tool. Here's the one scripture. Here's the challenge. And then we finish the day. A lot of times I'll say, hey, has anybody got anything to share? A lot of times a guy or two might have one thing that they just kind of want to add at the end. And then honestly, we take a knee at the end of it and we pray a prayer of blessing over our wives, over our kids, our businesses. And then God, help us to have the strength and courage to go fight for the hearts of our kids. And I'll be quite honest. I personally believe that men are the primary discipleship makers of their home. I hope my kids have a good pastor. I hope they have good teachers, good coaches. I know I'm the primary influence of life of my kids, even in those teenage years when they want to act like they're not listening to us. I've been coaching long enough to know that primary force is dads. And by the way, the one kickback I would get from time to time is people like, well, what about for kids who don't have a dad? Or what about for, just for the moms? And I'm like, listen, I get that. But at some point, you just said it, there are dudes that didn't have this. Where can a guy go to just simply be a better dad?
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do. And so, listen, maybe we will stop some of that curse. Maybe we will stop some of that, but we got to start somewhere. But we do make the point that in the book of James, it says pure and undefiled religion is taking care of those who are widows and orphans. And I mm-hmm. tell guys in ours, hey, one common denominator, no daddy for the wife or husband for the wife, no dad. And so as we begin to take care of our kids, I think it really, truly is a responsibility for me to be the hands and feet of Jesus and for me to have my eyes open. Where is that little boy? Where is that little girl that doesn't have a daddy? How can I and my kids maybe help feed into them? But that's a side ministry. What we're trying to do is get the dudes who just want to be better dads and equip them. Or we want to try to breathe a little life into them. And so but what's interesting, David, of how this happened is, I mentioned it earlier, the youth minister at that church started coming. He's Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. Him and a couple of men at some point after, I don't know, however long we've been doing it. And our goal was just do this for the men of our community. Do this for us. Just do it right here. It's all we're doing. He came to me and he's like, hey, this needs to be outside the walls of this church. He'd been doing youth ministry for 25 years. He goes, basically what I do is I try to come in when families are falling apart. And a lot of times it's relationship with dad that has blown up and I'm trying to pick pieces. He said, I don't have any curriculum. I don't really have much that I can hand to a dad when he's like got a fifth grade, fourth grade, elementary kid who's going into the youth ministry in middle school and say, hey, get ahead of life. Yeah. Get ahead of this daddy thing. And so honestly, he kind of started backing a little bit. He said, hey, would you think about maybe this becoming a curriculum? This maybe becoming something that other people can start. And so a couple of years ago, I guess about 2.5 years ago, David C. Cook came along. And we now have a book and we have our first year's curriculum. It's called Fight for Their Hearts, but it's it's our crash course for our season one. And our hope is we're going to have probably 3 seasons. We've gone through 4 or 5, at our places. Cause man, honestly, the topics are almost never ending of what you can have. But what we want to do is provide, and we're about to film season 2 actually, but what we would like to hand off to a group of dads is, hey, can we get together and not walk together for 6 weeks? Hey, let's walk together for 2 or 3 years.
And just good.
Like, let's do life together for a while. And so, my prayer, my hope maybe is if God wants to use it and one day it's in churches or Christian schools or small groups or really just anywhere a group of men want to get together and say, I want to be a better dad. And that's it. And it's AA for dads.
No. And I think that's true. Cause I think when you get a man who's that type of dad, his children's friends will naturally be influenced.
That's right.
When they come over to the house, like on Wednesdays, my kids used to bring their friends home. We'd feed them and take them to church. That was our thing. If you come on a Wednesday, we feed you and take you to church.
That's right.
So many of them were like, do y'all sit around the table?
Yes.
A lot. And we're like, yeah, our meals are around the table. And it just kind of blew them away. They didn't have that. Yes. And they loved coming, not for the food. They just loved to experience a home that was peaceful, that the parents were interested. They got asked questions. And it was amazing to see that we didn't do anything special. You make some pancakes for them. I did that mainly because it was cheap, because it started getting like 10, 12 of them and I couldn't afford to feed them all. So,
yes,
but they loved it. They loved just sitting around.
On all of our stuff. Mm-hmm. And we use that rhino for 3 reasons. Number one, this rhino is this humongous creature. Okay. And so literally scripture says the weight of a child is their father. And so listen, whether you're a good dad, bad dad, whether you're present or you grew up never even being around your dad, it's going to have a massive impact. That mm-hmm. presence is huge. Okay. And again, I refer people back to look up any stat you want to look at on whether there's a dad. I'm going to tell you, People want to really freak out on church stats. Look at the stat if your dad went to church with you or just your mom went to church with you. And that is not putting down mamas, because mamas are awesome and all of that. It is massive, the impact on a kid's future being a part of a church if their dad actually goes to church. So we use the rhino because it's this huge creature. Secondly, I don't know if you know this, but a rhino can run 30 miles per hour, but can only see 10 yards in front of itself. So it's got this huge horn, this armor plate skin, because it's going to crash into things. It's going to. And so we tell guys, just like the rhino, if we're going to run, we're going to have to run by faith and not by sight, because we can't see everything up in front, and we can't quit when we fall down. We can't, when we run into something, even if it's our mistake, we can't be quitting. Man, the life of our family is on the line here. And then the third reason we use it is a group of birds is a flock and a group of fish is a school. Well, a group of rhinos is a crash. So we say our monthly meetings, we don't call them meetings, we call them crash. So like we just had our, you know, we just had our February crash, you know, this month, and it's a kind of a strange sound. But once guys understand it, they're kind of like, yeah, I'm a part of this. And I tell guys, don't you want, like, and I try to encourage guys, the kids that you hang around, that your kids hang around, encourage their dads to come to this. Like, how cool would it be if my kid is growing up around a bunch of rhinos fighting for the hearts of our kids? You're talking about wanting to make a difference in our country. I'll be honest. You know, the last 2 years, the world's been upside down. You just turn on the news and it's nuts. And I literally just sit there and I go, they can say whatever they want to say, what the problem is. We want to make a difference. Let's invest in daddies. Like, that's it. I think that's the difference. It's the men, it's the daddies. And so, man, part of what we want to get across to men is maybe the most important thing you ever do outside of your relationship with Christ is just fighting for the hearts of your kids, man. You know, all the stuff that we do at work and at play and this, that, and the other. And, man, not to get long-winded again with another answer here, but we do this little deal with our dads, and we just say this: close your eyes, fast forward your life to the very last day of your life, make yourself 90, 100 years old. It's not sad. It's just your last day. You're laying on your deathbed, and just ask yourself this question: what matters?
Yeah.
And to be honest, I've asked that question. My dad taught me to ask that question. I don't know how many hundreds or if not thousands of men I've had the opportunity to ask that to, and I get three answers, and they say them in different ways. The only three answers are my relationship to God. I'm about to meet God. I'm about to die.
Yeah.
My relationship to God, my relationship with my family. Did I love them well? Did I spend time with them? Did I teach them everything I wanted to? Did I do everything I wanted to do with them, and the impact I have on others? And so in M46, we call that father, family, field. Yeah. That's what matters in the life of a man: father, family, field. And so what we say is, if I'm going to run a race and that's my finish line, because I think we just defined on our last day, that's what matters. So we defined our finish line. So I tell guys, you know, hey, on your mark, get set, go. I don't care how fast you are. If you don't know your finish line, how do I know I'm running the race correctly? How sad would it be for me to get to the end of my race, the end of my life, to realize, oh, I ran the wrong race. What the crap? Like, I don't want to run the wrong race. And so the power, I think, of M46 every month for the dudes who come, a lot of them tell me, man, it's just such a great reminder of what really matters. It's just like it re-centers you to like, okay, I'm letting my mind think all of this crap really, really matters way more than it probably does. These are the things that matter. So I tell guys, like, even money, man, money's important. Like, I hope when I die, I can leave money to take care of my wife and my kids, even leave money for the missions and causes that I believe in. But I don't think on my deathbed, I'm going to be lay there telling my wife, hey, you know, show me the 50s and the 100s, you know, just show up to, actually, in my case, it'd be like, show me the 5s and 10s. But you know what I'm saying? Money has value, but it only has value inside of father, family, field.
And so we want to
run the race that matters, not the race that the world tells us to run.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Well, Kenny, this has been a great conversation. Where can people go to find out more about M46 and everything it is?
Man, I would love for you guys to go to M46dads.com. It's simple. It's all right there. We actually have here with me right now. I've got, here's our book, Fight for the Hearts. And, it is I believe it's an incredibly good fatherhood book that's so practical for a guy who's ready to dive deep into what does it really mean? What does it really mean to be a godly daddy? You know, and so we give some very practical things out of every chapter, that will really push you. And then we have our workbooks available, and it's just, you know, we call it our Crash Course One. Yeah. And for anybody who wants to start a small group. So we tell guys, like, you're just, you know, kind of going solo. I mean, everybody, we'd love for everybody to get the book and also the workbook. If you're doing it by yourself, but even on our website, we have videos under our leader resources that you can kind of watch that go along with every chapter. So if you get the workbook, you know, the little videos, they go along with it, and it's all there at m46dads.com. And like everything, you can get these at Amazon and stuff. I tell people all the time, I'm speaking at a men's conference this Saturday. And I tell people when I go, I'm not trying to sell books, man. That's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I want to see a daddy revolution.
Exactly.
A revolution is an overthrow of a current social order. The current social order, it's not just fatherlessness, and that's growing. It's growing more and more, you know, single family homes where dad's not around. But it's also visionless dads, or like dads who they just don't know what to do with their kids. Yeah. And so we're just existing. We're just going, well, in what area of our life do we do that? Like, if there was some area in our business that we didn't know about, would we not go study it and learn about it and become a pro in it? If I wanted to drive a boat, I wouldn't just say, well, I can't get a boat because I don't know how to drive a boat. Well, I go find out how to drive a boat. And so what we want to do kind of with the books and the workbooks is just equip guys. If they want to do it solo, you can do it solo. What we really encourage guys to do is to find a group of men to walk together. So to be quite honest, in our meetings, the book and the workbook, they're just all extra. For our guys that come to our meeting, they get the challenge, they go do it. But we tell them, man, there's the deep dive. Obviously, you got to have them if you're going solo, but in a group, man, we love guys to do it together just because they can start hitting into that transparency. But reading the book is a good start, Fight for Their Hearts. But we're not trying to sell books, man. We want to equip daddies to go fight for the hearts of their kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and I'll put all the links to everything on the show notes so guys can get that. And Kenny, I just want to say thank you for all that you do for men, and thank you for your heart for dads.
Yeah, well, what an honor to be with you today, and to all those dudes out there, man, go play wiffle ball with your kids tonight. Go jump on a trampoline with those guys. You know, love them. When you put them down to bed tonight, say a little prayer, touch them, and tell them that you love them. Just be an intentional dad. I think at the end of the day, man, our kids, if they know that we love them and we know that we're not going anywhere, that they can walk around with the security that they do not have to earn our love, that it's going to be there no matter what, no matter when. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, we're taking a big step to giving them an opportunity to be successful in life.
That's true. That's good stuff. All right. Appreciate it, Kenny.
All right, brother.
Wasn't that some great stuff from Kenny? It really was. If you'd like to find out some more about Kenny Dallas, Tim Sexton, what they do with M46dads.com, just go to M46dads.com. All their information is there. You can even click the link in the show notes and it'll take you straight to it. And also, if you want to be a better dad, this month we're really featuring some things to help you be a better dad. All of our podcasts are going to be about that. And I've also got some information to help you be a better dad. We've got some workshops coming up. We've got some digital curriculum about being a better dad. Dad's Secrets to Success. If you want to find out all about that, go to theconfidentman.me and you can find out all of that. If you'd like to find out more about my coaching, go to davidmaxwellcoaching.com and you can check out all the options we have to help you be a better man.
You've been listening to the Confident Man Podcast. Click subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. You can connect with David on Facebook and Instagram at David the Maxwell. Find resources to help you as a man at theconfidentman.me. That's theconfidentman.me.